Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, joy and prosperity for our world needs.
I welcome you humbly and respectfully to the Power Lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here live and always in archive at your convenience, from the House of Divine Prince here in this beautiful, historic, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince and African Spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you at all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. One of the greatest divine mysteries of this lifetime. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works, my experience, and my demonstration here along this divine life and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on this divine, all-blessed Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I began and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is 9/9/2011, September 9th, 2011. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai and Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'd like to say the most African city in America, the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. So please do continue to join me here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. I always suggest that you listen in, call in, but also be in the chat simultaneously. You get the full 100% of the show by being both on the phone lines and participating as well as in the chat so that you can read and communicate with the others who have come into our virtual temple space within this square circle of gods and goddesses here. Again, my live listening and calling number 347-215-8967. I will be forward momentarily. I welcome you humbly, respectfully, Harambe, to each and every one of you, Oro, Shango, Obakoso, Akima, all of our special guests, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, one of my faithful temple priestess, been with me since 1986. I indeed give great reverence to that level of commitment, that level of love, and I welcome each and every one of you humbly and respectfully. I will be forward, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond those veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be forward.
Iba, Iba. Oh,
Give thanks for indeed, and truly all is a blessing. I'm humbled, honored, and appreciative of each and every one of your divine, all blessed, sacred being and presence. For indeed, we all truly represent and are a reflection of the divine creator, our great mothers and great fathers. But we are also humanity. So we are linked arm in arm on many levels and dimensions of time and space. But most importantly, we are connected in the spirit realm. And it is indeed within this sacred space, this virtual temple realm, that we now invite in spirit. Pure, true, unadulterated, freeing, cleansing, healing, empowering, liberating, revolutionary, evolutionary spirit. For indeed, we all are here in this now moment because of spirit. Whatever your schedule, whatever your titles, whatever your daily goings on, you are here for a moment, for an hour, for 2 hours to share your energy quietly or verbally. And I invite you, I implore you to call me now on my live listening call-in number at area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be forward with you momentarily. Olo Dumare, Moji Loni, Mowugun, Merin Aye. Creator, I greet the new day. I greet the four directions that create the world. In sharing and continuing to share today, we've been sort of sharing the warriors, if you will, over the last week. And indeed, in many houses and many paths and traditions, Shango is not only our ascended ancestor and Orisha, but also is representative. Wow, I just drew a blank. I'm doing several things at once. Is also representative of the warring force, if you will, that which assists us in our earthly endeavors. It is a force represented by lightning, a force represented by aggression, a force represented by fire. But it is also an energy of dignity, self-awareness, knowing what lies within. For indeed, what gives the true king and queen their aura? It's not their possessions. It's not necessarily their power, but their awareness of who and what they are and what they represent and what backs them and is behind them and is before them and is around them. And indeed, if you understand, we stand within a host of spirit. 24/7, 365 days a year, our ancestors are with us from both of our parents and their parents and their grandparents and their great-great-grandparents. But also our spirit guide, our head, for those who know our Orisha, Alawa, our deities. But more importantly, we are interconnected through the divine creator. So we are their offspring. We are their inheritors, if you will. We are and have all that we truly need in this now divine moment. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. I also want to talk today about herbs, of course. Herbs, roots, minerals. I'm going to give some follow-up on Angelica. I've gotten several requests about more information about Angelica. I also would like to share a little bit of probably less known information about garlic and ginger. One of my favorite roots is ginger, not only for its ability to bring fire to any ritual, to any cleansing purpose, but also its ability to work within the body. One of my favorite drinks, as taught to me by a dear friend of mine from Ghana, Koshi Ganata, taught me how to make a ginger tea with crushed ginger and lemon and lemon peel and a little bit of garlic and honey. It's a wonderful drink, very similar to a brew, if you will, that my parents and my grandparents used to give us back in the day when we had flus and colds, and would add just a little bit of onion to it, and in some cases, you know, maybe a little bourbon to it, to really open up the body and allow for natural healing to take place. I want to talk a little bit about High John the Conqueror root, a rare voodoo root mentioned in many of the voodoo and Santeria books, commonly used in hoodoo for love, money, success, uncrossing magic. It is typically referred to as the battling root. For those who know, that's all you need to say, and they know you're talking about High John the Conqueror. It's often chewed in the mouth and then spit out, never swallow it, never ingest it. It is one of those herbs that can be toxic and should be kept away from your children and your pets. But in battling forward, you chew a little bit of it in your gum, and between your teeth and your gum, and you expel it. And in the expelling, you expel the evil, the negativity, the blocks. Very powerful root. Also used in baths, added to incense, etc. I also want to talk a little bit about Solomon's seal root, a powerful herb used to overcome all manners of evil, and it's customarily utilized in hoodoo in exorcisms, in ceremonies and spell work and rituals and healing that involve the expelling of negative forces, negative energies, and not just negative, but clearly those things seep in, rooted in evil. And when carried in a mojo bag, it is also said to bring money. Star anise, and these are all fire herbs, if I need to reiterate that. These herbs can also be used in conjunction with other known and Western known evils for Shango, and even to some degree Oya, but we're keeping within the energy of Obokoso, Hebioso today. Since for many in Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi, even hoodoo, we often honor Shango among one of the several deities that we recognize on Fridays. Shango being, of course, probably one of the more popularized deities. As you know, we've talked about it before, so I won't digress. But there are a few deities that are overrepresented, if you will. Well, I shouldn't say overrepresented, but often adopted quickly and early on because of the internet and the availability of information. So many who, whether they've been initiated or not, crowned or not, know the name of Shango, and at least a handful of Shango have. Obokoso, Mubio, Fina, Alafin, and many others, just to name. So we're dealing with that vibration. We're keeping in line with warring, with doing battle, with fighting forward as it relates to our health, as it relates to our career, our finances, our job situation, our housing situation. I'm dealing with a little bit of my own drama. Excuse me, over here and in my own neighborhood. And so I understand what battling forward is. I do have guests in the house, so I will be taking infrequent intermissions, just not to be rude, if you will. But I will be here with you. I will be forward. I will be taking calls today at area code 347-215-8967. I received a question in the chat, but it's not clear to me. You're going to have to give more detail, particularly if you're not willing to call in. I'm not really quite grasping what your question is. I invite you to call 347-215-8967 or be a little bit more clear or more specific in your private message about your question, and I'll do my best to address it moving forward. And, of course, I welcome all the gods and goddesses within this sacred space, my sponsors, my priests, my priestesses, my godchildren, my friends, my neighbors, my family, Sister Cirrus, Oru Shango, Ngozi Ra, KC940, Hakima, all of our special guests, Colleen Bay, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, the Super Queen, my sister wife, my initiate, my friend since 1986, Candelo, Angelic Soap, one of our virtual temple priestess and maker of angelic soap. I most certainly do humbly honor and welcome each and every one of you to this squared circle of gods and goddess. And, of course, those who are on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address you momentarily. Be patient with me. Spirit is still creating, recreating, reforming, reformalizing who I be every moment, every minute, every second of the day. But I will be with you momentarily. Give thanks.
Thank you.
give thanks, for indeed all is truly a blessing. Person in the chat box, I'm still sort of waiting for some clarity. I'm not really clear on your question. If you will, again, I invite you to call in at area code 347-215-8967. Otherwise, I will gladly take your question in this form, if you would just clarify that a little bit. I'm not quite sure exactly what you mean. I'm getting several messages around you and about you, and I really don't want to address anything personal or specific to you, particularly since you're trying to remain anonymous. So I just need you to detail a little bit more about what you mean exactly. Again, I'm seeing several things, and what you've written in the private chat really can mean more than one thing. So just re-ask the question just in a different way. And, of course, I welcome all of you to ask your questions or comments either in the chat or by calling 347-215-8967. The music that you're hearing is traditional Haitian Creole voodoo music. It is the type of music that you would hear in a more traditional voodooing ceremony here in New Orleans or in Haiti, particularly because of our joint history, as well as the sharing of that language, which is still spoken, particularly by the older people here in the New Orleans, Louisiana area, that form of Creole. Okay, now, I'm answering and responding for my listeners to private questions. So some of it may not necessarily apply to you, but I want to be respectful. Okay, now, based on your question, there's two things that I see. First of all, your ancestors are definitely calling you to reconnect with your home country. Having that connection is crucial for anyone in spiritual work, trying to follow a spiritual path, trying to surrender and humble themselves to spirit. That's one of the things, is your ancestral pull to your native land. Having said that, there are no blocks to that path in your so doing. Now, I think there's another element to what you're saying as it relates to specific family members and specific issues within your family. We all have that. I'm sharing with one of my elders here in the house right now, and she wants to be named quiet, so I won't say her name, from here in the city locally. And we were just talking about that. Both of my parents are evangelical, Christian, ministers, apostolic. There was a time there was discord. There was a time that there was disunity. There was a time where they didn't understand the direction I was moving in. They didn't understand dreadlocking my hair. They didn't understand me changing from Western commercial furniture to a more eclectic Pan-African, to use my mom's word, museum-like home environment. But over time, ultimately, beloved, it's in your demonstration. What you believe, what you see as your religion, your spiritual path, is really words and a program. And I'm not using program in a negative word. But it just is. We can formulate our mouths to say anything, to prophesize anything, to support anything. And often our families are operating on past programming, past events, past energies, past behaviors, things that we might have done, said, did, you know, when we were young, when we were ignorant, when we were not spiritual, when we were not religious, or when we were in other places in our lives. I know through my own experience, and Facebook helped me to gain this understanding. Our family, we seem to think that our families are the closest people to us, but often our families don't really know who we are unless we make concerted efforts to share that, to open up that aspect of our lives. There were many things about my mother, for instance, that I didn't know and wanted to know for some reason as I reached my mid-30s. And I started asking her questions about things, you know, way back, even before I was born, because I wanted a certain sense of clarity. And that also helped me to understand that, and there's a Freudian ideology that sort of mirrors this understanding, that there is that of ourselves that we identify. We have a certain set of understanding about who we are from within. The people who see us or around us might see something very differently. I'm called, introduced to, spoken to, greeted as a woman almost every day on Facebook. In spite of what's said on my profile, in spite of my male name, people are operating generally within their own reality. Every day you hear me say we live in a multi-dimensional, multifaceted, intra-dimensional reality. We live in several places at once. We live in the past, we live in the future, we live in the present, right now, in this divine moment, and all those things are operating at once. So our families, sometimes they get stuck in a dimension. It could be they're stuck in the past. It could be they're stuck in the future. You know the future. When I get, I'm going to do something differently. When I get older, I'm going to do something differently. When the kids finally get out of the house, I'm going to do something differently. That's living in the future. When I get that money, I'm going to finally do that thing. I'm going to live my life now, and then I'm going to go to church when I get 50. You know, all of those are representative of living in the future. So you have to be the example. You have to demonstrate, not convince. Because if you understand, you can't convince people of anything. People choose to believe you or not believe you. People choose to hear what you're saying or not hear what you're saying. And people will often hear, again, what they want to hear. Those of you who operate in therapeutic circles, we're taught to reiterate the question, beloved, what did you hear me say? And by doing that, do it in your relationship, do it with your children, do it in your family, do it in your organization. You will begin to hear what people are hearing. And you'll find that quite often people's idea of what you said doesn't match what you really meant. And that's not a judgment. It's not a fault. It's just what it is. It's just a natural part of our multidimensional existence as divinity and humanity. As sacred individuals and beings, but also as human, having a earthly, fleshly, carnal, linear experience. And as I've said before, many of our guideposts, if you will, are artificial. Our time, our relationship to time is artificial. The whole daylight savings time, it's all artificial, particularly for those of you who work. We have to follow a schedule. You go to bed at a certain time. You get up at a certain time. And it's not natural to spirit. But when we humble the spirit and just let spirit do what it does, you'll find that you begin to communicate much, much more than you ever could in words, than you ever could convince, than you ever could prophesy. We all know and have had the Jehovah's Witness show up at your door. Okay, they can show up every day. It's not going to affect what you believe unless you're already moving in that direction. And I believe that's why the Bible sort of speaks against that street corner prophetation. It's more of a demonstration, a show, a production, than it is truly giving people an opportunity to see how God works in your life, how spirit works in your life, how your science, how your math works in your life. We can all read a script. We can all read the books. can all learn the languages. Many of these paths, many of these traditions have a language, have a culture, project an energy. And people often identify you through that. So let's say in Private Messenger, I'm not suggesting this is you, I'm just creating an example. Let's say, you know, you follow some ATR path, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, and your issue with your family is they're Christian, they're Jehovah Witness, they're sanctified. They're identifying you through their level of knowledge, through what they understand, rightly or wrongly. Okay, I'm getting a message that the sound is gone, but I'm only getting it from one person. Can I be heard? I need you to type a number one in the chat if you can hear me. And I need more than one person to do it so I can identify the location of the problem. Can everyone else hear me? Please do. Type the number one in the live chat. Okay, thank you. I really do appreciate it. So you may have need to refresh your page. Individually, if you lose sound, sometimes those commercials attempt to interrupt your listening enjoyment. And they may not always play, but they will kill your audio. So just refresh your page if you do lose sound. If there is no sound at any point, even before I ask, just type a zero in the chat. But if sound is good, as you all have done, just type a one. I most certainly do appreciate that. But back to answering Private Messenger's call, I mean their question. Often it's in your demonstration. And I know for me, there was a decade-long period when I was not even in contact with many members of my family while I was going through my initiations and changing and evolving and becoming more of a conscious spiritual being. So they clearly had no idea of who I was, and I had no idea clearly of who they were. But I was open to the process. Now, let me add to that. There are those who you will never be able to reach verbally, writing letters, face-to-face. You just can't. And there are many circumstances which can create that involvement. My mother and father were sharing, if you will, an abusive relationship during many of those years. So my ability to communicate with either of them was already under strain. So much of our communication had to be done in the spirit realm, particularly when he, you know, made efforts to block communication. Prayer, ritual, ceremony, your ancestor altar. It's a great area and place to really connect remotely with your family. I implore you, as I have for many years, get those pictures. Get those obituaries. Obituaries carry a wealth of information about families. Unfortunately, often you don't know who all the sisters and brothers and cousins and aunts are and their real names. There are many people in my family, I didn't know their real names until I read them on an obituary. So ask those older people and those people who tend to hoard things for copies. You know, many of you have copiers, you have printers. You can, you know, wonderfully copy those photos and those obituaries and send them back, you know, give them back. But set up that ancestral space and allow for connection. Another mistake is we often, in doing so, placate ancestors and family members that we know, ignoring those that we don't know. And I don't care what your experience is, what your family is, how you grew up, how you were raised or not raised, functional, dysfunctional, healthy, unhealthy. It's irrelevant to connecting at an ancestral level. And indeed, you want to represent as many of those family members as possible. Those family members that you don't know by name, don't have an immediate connection to, are still present. are still with you, are still a part of your energetic experience. So reach out to them. They will speak to you. They will come to you, and they will give you evidence of that. My great-grandmother, my mother's mother's mother, who passed before I was born, started coming to me over the years. And it was until I sat down with my mother and had those conversations that I got confirmation that this was real, that this was legitimate. There were things about her that I knew, that my mother knew I had no way of knowing. Less Grandma Nanny, Nellie told me herself. So, again, to fully answer your question, and I hope I'm answering your question, give me some kind of sign in your private chat. Just do what's right. Follow the light. Follow spirit. Be bigger than. Challenge the blocks. Keep yourself open to the family. Keep yourself open to communication. Write. Utilize your internet. When you go home, you know, make those connections. Don't expect people to accept immediately. I think there's a certain level of ego in that. I've noticed, particularly with people who are coming through addictions and recovery, they expect us to forget all the stuff that they did while they were wild and out. You know, okay, so you've got 30 days clean. You've got 90 days clean. You know, you're a year vegetarian now, okay? But people need to see how your belief, your walk manifest within you, around you, for you. Often your demonstration, more often your demonstration will speak louder than anything you can project, anything you can promote, particularly for those of us here online. There are those watching us. We all have friends that we don't know on these pages. People from all over the world looking and watching and observing and not commenting. And they absorb your demonstration. In time, I have nieces and nephews and, you know, teenagers in my family connecting with me online who never say anything, never comment, but they're reading those positive posts. They're reading those healthy recipes. They're really reading those blog posts about history and about understanding and understanding and astrology and numerology, and they're exposing themselves to your world and you to theirs. Let's not be so quick to block. And I mean that on all levels, not just in the social network. I mean in your everyday waking lives. So I had issues with my father. Still, haven't spoke to the man in many years, and maybe coming up on 15 years. But I pray for him. I project healing energy to him, for him. I project understanding to him, for him, in the spirit realm. For those of you who are conscious of reincarnation, sometimes that energy won't be remanifest until the next life, the next cycle, the next season. So let's not always, you know, expect that knee-jerk give and take. Be kind, but kind is relative. And if people will take your kindness for weakness, being who you are, wholly, fully, completely, in demonstrating your belief system in your every action, in your every deed, when they communicate, when they don't communicate, when they reciprocate accordingly, when they don't reciprocate accordingly, detach yourself from that response. And you seem open to hearing this message. That's ego. Good or bad, that response mechanism is ego. We are not as spiritual beings. And I can assume, because you're here, you're a spiritual being. we're not supposed to be attached to, okay, I did a good work, and they're going to honor me for that. They're going to recognize me for that. Again, I'm sharing now with my beloved elder, who does a healing, powerful healing, every week in Congo Square. People don't often recognize her, connect with her, but that doesn't lessen the power of the work. It doesn't lessen the power of spirit if you're authentic to spirit. And you will find that people often, too, don't always have the words. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I did you wrong. I was confused. Those words come difficult for many people. Only save the most spiritual of us are able to humble ourselves and publicly, verbally, or individually give words, give power to that expression. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening. Doesn't mean that they aren't taking it in. And every now and then, spirit will nudge you and will give you the answer. Will let you know, okay, someone's paying attention. Many of you know I have 6 sisters and 7 brothers. My mother has myself and Mopani, but my dad had many, many more children. So when I say my sister or my brother, and I'm not being specific, I'm doing that intentionally, not to reveal anybody's personal information. So don't assume I'm talking about Wapani, because I'm not. But there are siblings in my family who called me and told me, you know, my children listen to what you say. They read your blog. They pay attention to your videos. And I often ask, well, you know, are you connected, you know, with your children? Oh, no. You know, I don't want to see what they're talking about. But we need to be present at every level. For the young people, the middle-aged people, the older people, the elders, we need to be present with our belief, with our demonstration, not in trying to win souls or converts or get people to believe what you believe, but to allow people to experience, witness the demonstration of spirit as it truly works for you. If it's truly working for you, and I say, if it's not working for you, you need to question what you're doing, what you're believing, what you're understanding. So I hope I answered your question as best that I could, beloved, in the private chat, and I welcome you for further questions or comments at any point. And, of course, those of you in the live chat, I welcome you this day as we give honor to Herbioso. Obakoso, Shango, the spirit of fire and activity, but also our dignity, our royal, divine, all-blessed sense of self and who we are and why we're here and how we operate within and around us. I want to take just a brief intermission. I got several things going on here. Please do bear with me. My live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press that number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. If there was someone who had their hand raised and then you lowered it, and now I can't figure out which one of these callers it was, so if you still have a question or comment, just press your hand. This is the number 1. It'll raise your hand on the switchboard, and I'll be with you right after this special message.
Thank you. Thank you.
Comment or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to address you in this divine moment. We loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evils known and unknown. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate and honor and recognize our ascended ancestors and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here in this most present moment in time, space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, or disgrace. So we actively, consciously manifest now our highest good and vibration in this most present divine moment and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. As we enter this hallowed sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner work, walk in pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that is pure, righteous, and authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Potential in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth, power, and protection. we offer libation, water libation, to our rejuvenation and re-edification and rebirthing and renewing of the power, the endurance, the livelihood, the craftiness, the magic of our ancestors, those who laid the foundation for us and before us in blood, sweat, and tears. We light and illuminate our candles with constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, the guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever, steady back to light. And God constant, divine, all blessed rhythm, harmony, vibration, and syncopation. Reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be forward. Give thanks.
Papa lo como em la huyago, papa lo como em la. Brena si ba de bole si bueno, bata la wama. Si ni bo fe bono la bon dieu va aider nous.
Papa lo como em la.
Thank you. Sobo alu bondia e, ati bon lek bakre le kata uloa, kata uloa ki make wawelo.
Thank you.
call this truly and indeed a blessing. I am honored and humbled by each and every one of your divine, all-blessed, sacred presence. Angelic Hope, I don't know, and I'm going to try not to even focus on it. Maybe something weird is going on in the chat. I don't know. People have a schedule. I don't know. I'm beyond now even stressing about who is present, who isn't present, how long they stay. I have something to do, as Spirit would have me to do it. And I clearly see by the numbers in the archives and in the little counters that we have that let us know who listens to the show and where and when and through all the remote players that people are truly hearing the message. And that's all that really matters to me. Those who need this ministry, who support this ministry, will continue to be present, will continue to be evident as they have been. I give thanks. Every now and then we, you know, things get a little backed up. I'm still trying to get the remaining balance of the money that we owe the land property owner right now, but we keep moving forward, and Spirit keeps proving itself. Also, as I am running out of time, I always reiterate visiting my professional profile sites, not just as an advertisement in the marketing, but I want people to see those comments and ratings. I want people to see change, transformation, healing, overcoming at work. Well-documented revelation and manifestation. All else is foolishness. All else is ego and vanity. All else is a popularity contest. And ultimately, people need help. People need change. They need empowerment. They need assistance. And they need it at the earth level. You know, we all have families to raise and mouths to feed and bills to pay and bodies to heal, and those everyday things that we deal with that spirituality should bring us comfort in. So ultimately, that's what it's about. I appreciate you, Angelic Soap, and Colleen Bay, and Ngozi Ra, and Warm Summer Wind, and Candelo, and Oro Shango, and all those who come through, who continue to come through, KC940. Of those on the phone live, I appreciate each and every one of you, and know that I am here with you and for you. Goddess Mother Risha will tell you that. Teresa Callahan will tell you that. Angelic Soap will tell you that. I'm available typically 24 hours a day for serious requests. Now, I'm not, you know, I understand the social network and a lot of us are there for socializing. Really, for me, it's a work zone as well as a comfort zone. Goddess Mother Orisha, I'm there to impart spirits. So know that I am here with you and for you in all your endeavors. I often run out of time, but I will continue forward with more of our herbs and our roots and our hoodoo secrets and recipes on Monday, 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now I'm seeing people chatting in the chat box whose names are not on the sidebar. So clearly there's something weird going on right now with Blog Talk Radio. So don't stress it too much. But I most certainly do appreciate each and every one of you, your offering of support, of love, of community, of unity. And I look forward to connecting you with you here on Monday in this sacred space. On Monday at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, where indeed all is truly a blessing. Ashe.
Ogoko iroko moyesa, ebiyamba uchiche araba, araba sise okede, ebiyamba sise araba, araba sise.
Oh,
Chanter dans un haut tâté, des bois bois ça, au qui disait ça.